The Underground. America is just another Latin dictatorship. Those who have doubts should try the minimal experience of sleeping on some beach in the summer, wearing a flag shirt, or organizing a large rock festival in their state. Unless you want to use our music to attack our politics, as the governor of Oregon did to drain support away from demonstrations against the American Legion. In such a situation, the concert should be sabotaged, along with political education as to why such an action has been taken. Don't let the pigs separate our culture from our politics. Ask the blacks what it's been like living under racism, and you'll get a taste of the future we face. As the repression increases, so will the underground. Deadly groups of stoned revolutionaries sneaking around at night and bawling all day. As deadly as their southern comrades, the Tupamaros. Political trials will only occur when the heavy folks are caught. Too many sisters and brothers have been locked up for long stretches, having maintained a false faith in the goodwill of the court system. Instead, increased numbers have chosen to become fugitives from injustice. Bernadine Dorn, Rap Brown, Mark Rudd, hundreds of others. Some, including Angela Davis, Father Berrigan, and Pun Plamondon, have been apprehended and locked in cages, but most roam freely and actively inside the intestines of the system. Their growth leads to persistent indigestion for those who sit at the tables of power. As they form into active, isolated cells, they make apprehension difficult. Soon, the FBI will have 1,000 most wanted list. Our heroes will be hunted like beasts in the jungle. Anyone who provides information leading to the arrest of a fugitive is a traitor. Well, fellow listener, what will you do when Rap or Bernadine call up and ask to crash for the night? What if the Armstrong brothers want to drop some acid at your pad, or Kathy Bowden needs some bread to keep on trucking? The entire youth culture, everyone who smiles secretly when President Agnew and General Mitchell refer to the growing number of hot-headed revolutionaries, all the folks who hope the Kong wins, who cheer the Tupamaros on, who want to exchange secret handshakes with the Greek resistance movement, who say, it's about time, when the pigs get gunned down in the black community, all of us have an obligation to support the underground. They are the vanguard of our revolution, and in a sense, this book is dedicated to their courage. If you see a fugitive's picture on the post office wall, take it home for a souvenir. But watch out, because this is illegal. Soon, the FBI will be printing all our posters for free. Right on, FBI! Print up wanted posters of the war criminals in Washington and undercover agents, be absolutely sure, and put them up instead. Since the folks underground move freely among us, we must be totally cool if, by chance, we recognize a fugitive through their disguise. If they deem it necessary to contact you, they will make the first move. If you are very active in the above-ground movement, chances are you are being watched or tapped, and it would be foolhardy to make contact. The underground would be meaningless without the building of a massive community with corresponding political goals. People above ground demonstrate their love for fugitives by continuing and intensifying their own commitment. If the FBI or local subversive squad of the police department is asking a lot of questions about certain fugitives, get the word out. Call your underground paper or make the announcement at large movement gatherings or music festivals. The grapevine will pass the information on to those that need to know. If you're forced to go underground, don't think you need to link up with the more well-known groups such as the Weathermen. If you go under with some close friends, stick together if it's possible. Build contacts with above-ground people that are not that well-known to the authorities and can be totally trusted. You should change the location in which you operate and move to a place where the heat on you won't be as heavy. A good disguise should be worked out. The more information the authorities have on you and the heavier the charges determine how complete your disguise should be. There are some good tips on the books on makeup listed in the appendix. Only in rare cases is it necessary to abandon the outward appearance of belonging to the youth culture. In fact, even J. Edgar Frico admits that our culture is our chief defense. to infiltrate the youth culture means becoming one of us. For an FBI agent to learn an ideological cover in a highly disciplined organization is relatively easy. To penetrate the culture means changing the way they live. The typical agent would stand out like Jimmy Stewart in a tribe of Apaches. In the usual case, the authorities do not look for a fugitive in the sense of carrying on a massive manhunt. Generally, people are caught for breaking some minor offense, and during the routine arrest procedure, their fingerprints give them away. Thus, for a fugitive having good identification papers, being careful about violations such as speeding or loitering, and not carrying weapons or bombing manuals become an important part of the security. It is also a good idea to have at least $100 cash on you at all times. Often, even if you are arrested, you can bail yourself out and split long before the fingerprints or other identification checks are completed. If by some chance you are placed on the 10 most wanted list, that is a signal that the FBI are indeed conducting a manhunt. It is also the hint that they have uncovered some clues and feel confident they can nab you soon. The list is a public relations gimmick that Hooper, or whatever his name is, dreamed up to show the FBI as super sleuths and complement the bullshit image of them that Hollywood lays down. Most FBI agents are Southerners who majored in accounting or some other creative field. When you are placed on the list, go deeper underground. It may become necessary to curtail your activities for a while. The manhunt lasts only as long as you are newsworthy, since the FBI is very media conscious. Change your disguise, identification, and narrow your circle of contacts. In a few months, when the heat is off, you'll be able to be more active, but for the time, sit tight. Identification papers. An amateur photographer or commercial artist with good processing equipment can make passable phony identification papers. Using a real ID card, mask out the name, address, and signature with thin strips of paper the same color as the card itself. Do a neat gluing job. Next, photograph the card using bright overhead lighting to avoid shadows, or Xerox it. Use a paper of a color and weight as close to the real thing as you can get. If you use phony state and city papers, such as birth certificate or driver's license, choose a state that is far away from the area in which you are located. Have a complete understanding of all the information you are forging. Dates, cities, birthdays, and other data are often part of a coding system. Most are easy to figure out simply by studying a few similar authentic cards. Almost all ID cards use one or another IBM Selectric type to fill in the individual's papers. You can buy the exact model used by federal and state agencies for less than $20 and install the ball in 5 seconds on any Selectric machine. When you finish the typing operation, sign your new name and trim the card to the size you want. Rub some dirt on the card and bend it a little to eliminate its newness. Another method is to obtain a set of papers from a close friend of similar characteristics. Your friend can replace the originals without too much trouble. In both cases, it might be advisable to get authentic papers using the phonies you have in your possession. In some states, getting a license or voting registration card is very easy. Library cards and other supplementary IDs are simple to get. A passport should not be attempted until you definitely have made up your mind to split the country. That way, agencies have less time to check the information, and you can decide on the disguise to be used for the picture. Unless you expect to get hotter than you are right now, in which case, get it now. It is wise to have 2 sets of identification to be on the safe side, but never have both in your possession at the same time. If you sense the authorities are close to nailing you and choose to go underground, prepare all the identification papers well in advance and store them in a secure place. Inform no one of your possible new identity. Before you start passing phony IDs to cops, banks, and passport offices, you should have experience with lesser targets so you feel comfortable using them. There are stiff penalties for this if you get caught. A few better methods than the ones mentioned exist, but we feel they should not be made this public. With a little imagination, you'll have no trouble. Dig? Communication. Living underground, like exile, can be extremely lonely, especially during the initial adjustment period when you have to reshuffle your living habits. Psychologically, it becomes necessary to maintain a few close contacts with other fugitives or folks above ground. This is also necessary if you plan to continue waging revolutionary struggle. This means communication. If you contact persons or arrange for them to contact you, be super cool. Don't rush into meetings. Stay off the phone. If you must, use payphones. Have the contact person go to a prescribed booth at a prescribed time. Knowing the phone number beforehand, you can call from another payphone. The payphone system is superior to debugging devices and voice scramblers. Even so, some payphones that local police suspect bookies use are monitored. Keep your call short and disguise your voice a bit. If you are a contact and the call does not come as scheduled, don't panic. Perhaps the booth at the other end is occupied, or the phone you are on is out of order. In New York, the latter is usually true. Wait a reasonable length of time and then go about your business. Another contact will be made. Personal rendezvous should take place at places that are not movement hangouts or heavy pig scenes. Intermediaries should be used to see if anyone was followed. Just groove on a few good spy flicks and you'll figure it all out. Communicating to masses of people above ground is very important. It drives the man berserk and gives hope to comrades in the struggle. The most important message is that you are alive, in good spirits, and carrying on the struggle. The communications of the weathermen are brilliantly conceived. Develop a mailing list that you keep well hidden in case of a bust. You can devise a system of mailing stuff in envelopes, careful of fingerprints, inside larger envelopes to a trusted contact who will mail the items from another location to further camouflage your area of operation. A host of communication devices are available besides handwritten notes and typed communications. Tape recorders are excellent, but better still are videotape cassette machines. You can wear masks, do all kinds of weird theatrical stuff, and send the tapes to television stations. At times, you might want to risk being interviewed by a newsman, but this can be very dangerous unless you conceive a super plan and have some degree of trust in the word of the journalist. Don't forget, a grand jury could be waiting for him with a 6 months contempt or perjury charge when he admits contact and does not answer their questions. The only other advice is to dress warm in the winter and cool in the summer, stay high, and keep on trucking.